This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live from Orlando, Florida, at least for one more day before we go back to 12 inches of snow in the state of Minnesota. Now, folks, before we get rocking here, if you want to check us out online, you can do that. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go over to my Facebook page, Bradley Dean, double E, my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1, as well as Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, Bradley Dean. Punch in those words, those names, friends, and you will pull up our videos. We have short videos. We do a short video of the day. By the way, do not forget to subscribe onto our YouTube page, but we are bringing about the resolve concerning America's issues. If you're willing to be the strength of the Constitution, working out your faith, friends, with fear and trembling, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God, said fifth president of the United States of America, and he's exactly right. Now, aside of that, friends, if you want to call in at any time, you can do that as well. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Friends, you ever wonder what took place during Sodom and Gomorrah? Why was it judged in such a fashion by the hand of God and the will of God? I'm about ready to share with you as to why that is, and I just want to put a little salt on your tongue, and well, I'll give you a hint. It's because man didn't do what God commanded. That's why God judged, only to leave man in a position where he wished he would have when he had the time to do so. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes, and I'm going to bring about the mercy of God as well as in Leviticus 26 during the end of the chapter, the blessings and the curse, and towards the end of the chapter, starting in verse 40, Leviticus 26, all of a sudden you start to see the Lord show mercy to a people that have been judged, and we are on par for the exact same course, friends, rest assured. We'll be talking about those two things in just a couple minutes. Before we get to that, I want you to think about what's going on here, okay? On the sonsoflibertymedia.com, you will find Robert Spencer wrote, relax, the London Bridge jihad murderer, well, he was de-radicalized. Now, is it not interesting to the people? Now, let me bring it to America real quick. James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Okay, that's what he told us. It's exactly what's happening today, because on a global scale, we see this in Germany. Again, we see this in France. Again, we see this in the UK, and that's what we're talking about right now. Is it not interesting that these Muslims are brought into certain countries, and Muslims they are, for the record, okay? And with that said, they play the victims. They get into these prospective countries. They begin to radicalize each other. They commit jihad. They plunder the countries that they go to for help. And once they get that help, then they begin to assail them concerning their crimes against God and before man. But what's interesting is when these crimes are committed, these terroristic acts, Is it not interesting to you that these said representatives of these countries, they'll condemn the crime, but they'll never condemn the responsible party for the crime, namely the Muslims? We've done so many shows on this, friends, to exemplify the point to a T. I don't understand what it is that people don't understand. And it's happening here in America as well. Since September 11th, we know that mosques have grown 74%. We understand through God's judgment, Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28, that a foreigner will come in, and this is what he'll do. Go ahead and start in Deuteronomy 28, starting in verse 43, and read all the way down to the rest of the chapter, to verse 68, and you'll see that he is very specific as to who will be responsible for doing these things to a disobedient people, because we're seeing this on a global scale right now. Isn't it also interesting that here in America, friends, that we have, since September 11th, we've had the CIA-controlled media, along with representatives, at least that's what they claim to be, that have told us that we're under a Muslim threat in the United States of America. And we heard that for 18 years. And now, after 18 years, Muslims are now beginning to infiltrate American government, winning governmental representative positions in the United States of America, unconstitutionally, might I add. They're subversive. They run antithetical to who we are as a people in this country. But for some reason or another, if you dare now speak out against the crimes of those Muslims that are here doing the same things in America that they're doing in Europe, now it's that same CIA-controlled media, friends, that browbeats you into submission. In other words, you better shut your mouth concerning the crimes of Muslims against we the people. And we also see this, well, with the said representatives, at least that's what they call themselves in the United States of America. And yes, in part, I am being facetious. But where does it get to the point where, America, you're embarrassed for what you're tolerating? Because what is happening overseas, friends, is beginning to happen in America. And it's also interesting to note that these said representatives in America, as well as in other countries that I'm talking about, namely the UK right now, it's interesting how when these jihadists commit the act of terror on the people in the UK, it's interesting how to know, friends, how those people were first stripped of their right to defend themselves, only to open the gates to the wolves to devour the sheep by their said representatives. If that isn't the definition of judgment, friends, I don't know what is. But, friends, I'm telling you this right now. You're beginning to see the same thing happen here in the United States of America. You're beginning to see them run for government positions. You're beginning to see them act out in a tyrannical manner once they get there. They are left undone. The American people settle for the president merely slamming them rather than actually indicting them and charging them and deporting them back from where they came from, as if to suggest that this is some sort of a game. Well, the bottom line is, friends, it's out of the hands of man. It's out of the hands of corrupt government, as they like to believe that they're in control, when in fact, friends, they're in control of nothing. They're simply being used to judge God's disobedient people here in America. I started this out, friends, by highlighting the fact that it was reported Saturday that Mr. Khan, a devout Muslim who murdered two people and injured three others in a stabbing rampage on London Bridge Friday, he penned a letter from his jail cell asking to take part in a de-radicalization course to become a good British citizen, only setting up those representatives to let him out so he can commit more crimes, and it's exactly what they did. See, friends, you need to understand that over in the UK, the police have been disarmed. They have been merely giving stun guns. The reason being, friends, is because the said representatives in those countries, friends, are merely looking out to rehabilitate.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back under Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back again. Bradley Dean with yours truly today, and I appreciate you joining us. Thank you to the 117 cities across the United States of America, as well as broadcasting into 53 countries that have made us the number one and number two show. The only reason I bring that up, friends, is not for accolade, but to remind you that we appreciate your trust. And we truly do. If you want to call in at any time, you can do that. 1-866-582-9933. By the way, if you also want to watch us live, you can do that. Go over to beforeitsnews.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can watch us online and jump in, friends, concerning our friends on live chat. I mean, we have some interaction going on throughout the hour. During the week and throughout the weekend hours that we have on Saturdays from 2 to 4 Central Standard Time. And I totally appreciate your input and your insights to my live chat friends. They are loyal and they are awesome people. And they get you to think. And, folks, if you'd like to be a part of that, again, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews. By the way, I thank you to my friend over there, Michael Roach, for your trust. So with that said, let's get back to what I was just highlighting, friends. I was just talking about what's going on over in the UK. For those that did not know, moments before the London Bridge Jihad massacre, the killer was set to share his rehabilitation story. Okay, that was his story that he wanted the representatives in that said country. He wanted to fall under false pretenses to set them up for the fall, and it's exactly what he did. And by the way, he was Pakistani. He was Muslim, for the record, and he was the London stabber who was let out after only 6 years for a terror plot. Friends, keep in mind that they over there in the UK, the police have been disarmed as well. And you can go online and you can watch some of these police officers trying to bring some of these little devils down that have machetes. You'll see, you know, 10 to 13 police officers trying to take them down because they've been disarmed, endangering the lives of the citizens and endangering the lives of the police over there because they don't want to hurt the terrorist friends. They want to rehabilitate them. How'd that work out for them? And by the way, fellow terrorist of London Bridge attack also released earlier, also plotted the attack. And if you look, speaking of the same folks, the same topic, different branch, when you look over to Germany and you look at this devil, Angela Merkel, she is now attacking free speech, friends. She was the one that slapped her flag and said that Germany belongs to Islam. Okay, what they're doing over there, friends, is they're testing the waters to see what they can do over here in America. And I'm here to tell you, America, if you drop your guard, you're going to get it. You can rest assured you are going to get it. Now, let me get back over to this because I want to bring about the resolve concerning the topic of Islam. I want to bring about the resolve to terrorism in all countries because it can be done. Most people are caught up into the game of, well, we love him more than we actually believe that he'll do anything about the issue, because we see concerning the current administration that he has done nothing concerning prosecution of any of those that he promised would be persecuted or prosecuted, in the United States of America, namely corrupt individuals within Washington, D.C., in and around the Clintons, the Obamas, the Comeys, the list goes on. I just want to get that delusion taken away and clean your eyes open with the Word of God so that you might understand, friends, that that's never going to happen. But I do want to let you know that it can happen, and there's no excuse as to why it hasn't happened constitutionally and lawfully concerning corruption in the government in the United States of America that was promised to be drained, which has not been drained yet. Now, I'm taking that over to what's going on with the Muslims as well. This president thinks that it's his job to merely do, as the commander in chief, to merely slam the likes of Ilhan Omar or Rashida Tlaib or others and do nothing more. But if you just go back, because most people say, well, what are we supposed to do about this? I mean, I'll explain it to you as if you can't understand already that the commander in chief already has the power to do that. And also keep in mind, this guy, Donald Trump, said that he had the DOJ within his power to do whatever he wants to do with it. But he has failed to do it, friends. Operation Wetback, has anybody ever heard of that before? Operation Wetback was President Eisenhower's answer to illegal immigrants. What did he do, folks? He deported them. That's what he did. That sounds real difficult, doesn't it? See, the issue of illegal immigrants in America or in any other country can easily be resolved. Well, what's the resolution? The resolution is enforce the law against those that are here illegally. It's a federal crime. It's a felony to have them here in the first place. Okay? And again, America, you have 325.7 million people in this country that need to stand up and be the law, because you already see that your said representatives are not willing to be the law to enforce the law. Though that's what they've been entrusted to do, friends, I'm here to remind you that that's not what they're doing in any sense of the word. For the record, your government right now across the boards is being infiltrated by Muslims that are not here, friends, to assimilate. That means they are here subversively, only as a reminder that they mean to take down. That is the purpose of what they do, and it's the history of what they do. The bad guys listening to me, what is it that you don't understand? Look to the history of the very people that you attempt to advocate. It reminds me of the women that were in Sweden that were holding up signs saying, let them in, let them in, let them in, concerning the Muslims from the Middle East. Several of them have been killed after they were raped. The same people that were welcoming them into their country were raped and killed by the same people. It's the same thing that history teaches us. Now, again, if they're here to assimilate, hey, folks, we're all about that because we're all mutts in one sense of the word or another. But the bottom line, friends, is the history of the Muslims, friends, is not to do that in any sense of the word. Friends, the history is to do exactly what you see happening over in Europe, in France, in Germany, and in the UK. As a matter of fact, the UK has been completely conquered, friends, in so many different ways. Is it too late? Only God can be the judge in that particular case, but I can tell you this, by giving you the judge's word, they better repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand on their part as well. So now, team that up. I want to get over to this because I want to bring in some mercy at the end of this conversation. From the pulpits in America today, we hear the events unfold of going over to Sodom and Gomorrah and how Abraham should have prayed longer in hopes that God would have spared them rather than the righteous people in Sodom and Gomorrah doing what God had commanded them. And of course, not a second thought on man's behalf is given concerning the victims in these two cities. Notice how whenever you hear from the pulpits in America today, if you hear the topic being preached on at all, it's always, oh, if only Abraham would have prayed for more. Only if Abraham would have prayed for more. I'm here to tell you, friends, that they are taking the word of God completely out of context. See, they want more mercy and less duty. See, they want God to do for them what God has commanded them to do. And they wonder why they're in trouble. See, these are the same people, friends, that say, you know, God is on his throne. There's nothing we can do about it. Yet God is on his throne, America, 53 countries, waiting for professed Christians to keep his commandments because they love him. By the way, that is your wisdom in the sight of the nations. Deuteronomy verse 4, chapter 4, verse 6. Now, again, I want you to listen to this, friends. How willing they are to overlook judgment when it comes to the criminals that run rampant in these particular situations. And on the other hand, how willing they are to show compassion on the criminals while overlooking the victims. See, again, Scripture tells us in Proverbs 28, verse 5, evil men understand not judgments. And see, the problem that we're having in this country today, friends, is we have people that have departed from God's moral law, and the Bible says they praise the wicked. They praise. Those that forsake his law praise the wicked, friends, and it's exactly where we're at today. But the Bible also says, but such as keep it, contend with them. I am the one that's going to contend with them. Now listen carefully. Here is Abraham's account concerning Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay? Listen carefully. And the men rose up from thence and looked toward Sodom, and Abraham went in with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham the thing that I shall do? This is the Lord. Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him, for I know him that he will command his children and his household after him. Listen carefully. And they shall keep the way of the Lord to do what? To do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now, and I will see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it which has come unto me. And the Lord said, and if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from thence and went toward Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. Now listen to the heart of Abraham. He was acting as the mediator. And Abraham drew near and said, wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Well, peradventure, there be 50 righteous within the city. That's what it says. That be far from thee. This is Abraham to the Lord. Far be it from thee, Lord, to do after this manner, to slay the righteous and the wicked. Folks, I'm going to come right back to this because I want you to catch this. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back after this break, broadcasting live from Florida.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A suspect has been hospitalized and arrested after trying to open fire at his high school in Wisconsin. Speaking with reporters, Waukesha Police Chief Russell Jack says a 17-year-old male brought a handgun to South High School. The student resource officer responded and began a dialogue with the suspect to try to de-escalate the situation. When the suspect ignored the warnings, the officer shot him. The 17-year-old is in the hospital and in stable condition. President Trump says he will not send representation to Wednesday's impeachment proceedings before the Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee. And according to Robert Ray, former White House independent counsel, that's a proper move to make.
I think the White House counsel has it right. I mean, that's what I would have done. I don't see any reason to be participating in something that is a foregone conclusion and on a timetable of 2 weeks.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams, but now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live out of Orlando, Florida. Folks, I'll tell you what, yesterday was 84, today it's 61, and tomorrow I'll be back as to where, well, the temperature is going to be 15 degrees. So I'm not complaining over here, just for the record. Folks, we're talking about Sodom and Gomorrah and how it was judged by God, because men refuse to keep his commandments in dealing with the wicked, contrary to what is being taught from the pulpits today. If only Abraham would have prayed again. No. The point was, the Lord couldn't find the righteous. There was no distinction between the wicked and the righteous outside of Abraham himself. Let me prove the point, but I want you to think about this. We're talking about Sodom and Gomorrah and how it was judged by the Lord, because men refuse to keep his commandments in dealing with the wicked. It's the same thing that's happening in America today. America is going to be judged by God because men refuse to deal with the corrupt within. It's the bottom line. Expressing their love for God by keeping his commandments. Deuteronomy 4:6. Read it when you get a moment. Charles Spurgeon said this, "How ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness. Then love wounds itself by killing justice." Let me say that again. How ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness. Then love wounds itself by killing justice. It's exactly right on, friends. I was just giving you the account in Genesis 18:16-33. And how the Lord said that he wanted to come down, and he was looking for someone to stand in the gap, and he found that person through Abraham. And it's interesting, the Lord said, "And because of the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which has come to me. And if not, I will know." And the Bible says, "And the men turned their faces from them and went toward Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord." Okay? There's the Christ in Abraham. There's the goodness of Christ in Abraham, standing as the mediator, 1 Timothy 2:5. And Abraham drew near and said, "Wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked?" That's important. Abraham wanted to know if the Lord would destroy the righteous with the wicked. Scripture goes on, "Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou also destroy and not spare this place for the 50 righteous that they're therein? That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked." See, today in America, we keep hearing about all these good people in America that tolerate the wicked. Now keep that in mind, what I just said, friends. You know, we've heard before Edmund Burke say, you know, evil prevails because good men do nothing. Folks, that's not true. Because good men do not allow evil to prevail. But in America, those that call themselves have conditioned themselves, have deceived themselves into believing that they're the good people, that somehow or another, in the face and sight of God, they're going to get a pass for tolerating the wicked. No, you are not. And if you tolerate it, it is not that you are good, it is that you are wicked, because Scripture tells us so, friends. Scripture tells us so. You know, the Bible says the mercies of the wicked are cruel. You know, isn't it interesting how the good people in America, I want to compare them to the wicked because they are. These are the ones dropping their kids off in public schools. These are the ones going to the stadiums to watch their favorite sports as babies are being murdered in the womb. These are the same ones that have friends in politics that high-five them and say that they're good people, but they continuously tolerate the crimes of those that mean to pervert who we are as a people, only to add confusion to our lot. Read Daniel 9, verse 7 when you get a moment. No, they're not good. They're wicked. And who are the wicked? Defined Webster's 1828. Those that know to do right and do it not. Nobody in this country can justify tolerance of evil in any sense of the word. Those that tolerate wicked, those that tolerate wickedness, those that tolerate evil are accomplices in the sight of God. Let me prove it. Abraham just went back to the Lord and said, if there be 50 righteous that are therein, he said back to the Lord, be it far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked. That's what the Bible says. And that the righteous should be as the wicked, that be far from thee, Lord. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within that city, then I will spare all that place for their sakes. And Abraham answered and said, behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which am dust and ashes. Peradventure there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Now he's going to 45. Wilt thou destroy all the city for the lack of 5? And he said, if I find there 40 and 5, the Lord said, I will not destroy it. And he spake unto him yet again and said, peradventure, now going down to 40, if there shall be 40 there, said Abraham to the Lord. And he said, the Lord did, I will not do it for thy 40's sake. And he said unto them, unto the Lord, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Peradventure, there shall be 35 be found there. And the Lord said, I will not do it if I find there 30. Then he goes down to 30, and he said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Peradventure, there shall be 25 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. Okay? And he said, oh, not let the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet once. Peradventure, 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. And the Lord went his way, and as soon as he had left communion with Abraham, and Abraham returned unto his place. Folks, he couldn't find the righteous. You better know that in Sodom and Gomorrah, friends, there was a whole lot of people that called themselves righteous in the sight of man. God knew their hearts. All things are naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do. The Bible says that the Lord beholds the good and the evil in all places. Folks, a sparrow will not fall to the ground without his notice. That's how specific the Lord is. Do you think that the Lord didn't know the hearts of all men? You better know that he did. Abraham talked the Lord down to 10 righteous people within the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, and the Lord couldn't find them. What was going on there, friends? Well, Genesis chapter 19 records the two angels disguised as human men visiting Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot met the angels in the city square and urged them to stay at home. The angels agreed. The Bible then informs us before they had gone to bed that all men from every part of Sodom, both young and old, surrounded the house. They called to Lot. Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us so that we can have sex with them. Hey, folks, did America already give a green light to the sodomites in this country? So far as to now where they are illegally indoctrinating them, it's a felony, friends. And even in public schools, all the way down to preschoolers, haven't the American people already given the green light? You have 325.7 million people. Am I to stand here and play the mediator like Abraham did and say, Lord, if there's only 50 men, if there's only 40 men, if there's only 30, Lord, destroy not the righteous with the wicked? I guarantee you, friends, especially from firsthand experience, I can go all the way down to 10, and we don't have 10 righteous men in this country that I know of. And just because I don't know of them doesn't mean it to be so. That's not what I'm saying. But I am telling you, the higher I go up in the church hierarchy, friends, they care more about their offerings and they care more about church attendance than they do preaching the word of God. And the word of God, especially in America today, is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And guess what's left off? Guess what's omitted, friends? The message of repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The Lord couldn't find them. Why did the Lord judge them? Because it got to the point where the sodomites completely took over. And the Lord had to judge them because he couldn't find the righteous within the land. Hey, folks, is this same thing happening in America today? You better know it is. You better know it is. See, their mistake was that they went after the angels of the Lord. And then it got to the point where the Lord told Abraham and Lot and his wife to get out of Dodge because he is going to judge Sodom and Gomorrah. Why was he going to judge Sodom and Gomorrah? Because men failed to keep his commandments and dealing with those sodomites in these particular situations, friends. And it wasn't just the sodomites. I mean, folks, we're talking about a people in the United States of America now attempting to normalize pedophilia. We have on sonsoflibertymedia.com, just to show you how sick people are getting in this country, we have the Young Turks, Cenk Weiger. He said, I would legalize bestiality. Folks, you have a people that are reprobates. They have the inability, friends, I'm sorry, they're unable to judge righteously in the sight of God because they have not the spirit of the Holy One of Israel to judge rightly. And it's where we're at today. You have these people in this country that now equate God's love to hate. King David said in Psalm 109, they hated me for my love. The Lord said, Jesus said, you're going to be hated by men for my name's sake. He said, all men for my name's sake. Was it love? Oh, it was. If you go to John 15, he said, this is my commandment that you love one another. He said, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Friends, so there's quite a distinction in the love of God and what man's fallen nature calls love. Matter of fact, they run in stark contrast, one against another. But I want you to think about this more than anything, America. I want you to think about this more than anything, 53 countries. Abraham was looking for 50 righteous men all the way down to 10, and he couldn't find them. Did you hear what I said? Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. And I want you to keep in mind, there was probably a whole lot of churches in that community praising Jesus, and they probably had the same message that America does today. God loves you, and it's a wonderful plan for your life. Don't worry about it. God will take care of everything. Who are you to judge? Pull the teeth, you know, friends, out of the very character, the very pith and marrow out of the character of the Holy One of Israel, who's known by the judgments that he executes. Yep. We're here, America. We're here. Don't you dare call yourself to be a righteous one in the sight of God unless you understand true judgment and the purpose of it and setting a light so a people might know righteousness and peace within the gate. Because you have no business calling yourself righteous because, again, friends, like Sodom and Gomorrah, there was a whole lot of people that called themselves righteous too, but in the sight of God, he couldn't find them. That's why he judged Sodom and Gomorrah.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough.
all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, broadcasting live out of sunny Orlando. 61 degrees today. Be back in the state of Minnesota. Snowed it tomorrow, and it will be 15 degrees. At least that's what it is today. So no complaints here in any sense of the word. Just talking about how Sodom and Gomorrah, friends, was judged by God because men refused to keep his commandments in dealing with the wicked. Let me say, it's the same thing happening in America today. America is going to be judged and is being judged by God because men refuse to keep his commandments in dealing with the wicked. The American people have been conditioned to sit back and watch the new administration make promises. Then when he gets into power, he fails to keep his promises. And then because they love the politician more than they love the word of God and the creator of mankind and their Lord and Savior, as so many declare and profess, friends, because they love their favorite politician more than God, what they do is they begin to make excuses as to why he's left it off, just like this current administration. And what are we being told? Well, you know, you got to give him time. Got to give him time. How long did it take Barack Hussein Obama to begin to attack the U.S. Constitution? The first day. And now we're going on, what, 2.5 years now, and we're still waiting for those promises concerning prosecution of the wicked within our government? I mean, folks, again, you just can't make up what happens in this country and the excuses that men make on the behalf of their favorite politicians. And it's nothing short of idolatry, for the record. Matter of fact, case in point to what I just said, while the FBI is waiting to interview Prince Andrew, like as if to suggest he's our business, how about interviewing Bill Clinton? How about interviewing Eric Holder and James Comey and Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton? And the list goes on and on and on and on. Oh, Bradley, I forgot about that. Why do you keep bringing that up, Bradley Dean? Because what we failed to keep, we need to understand, is injustice. And injustice done anywhere is an injustice done everywhere. to the smallest jot and tittle in the sight of God, a just and a holy God who will not in any sense of the word overlook any iniquity in any sense of the word whatsoever. He is so thorough in judgment, friends. If you're in hell, he'll take you. If you go up, he'll take you down. Friends, it matters not. He is so thorough in judgment. And I want to remind, as a show of grace and mercy, to those that have ears to hear the truth and love the truth and hold to the truth, the man that's ready for judgment is the man that longs to be freed from sin. So many people talk about how they've been saved through the blood of Jesus Christ. I hope you understand what you're saying. Unto him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, who is the propitiation of the sins of the world. I'm talking about Revelations 1, verse 5, and also in 1 John. Friends, you better understand that we either live for that blood, or we're blessed, or we're going to be under condemnation for not living under that blood as a curse. Now, let me go over to this, because this is what I want to get to. When you go to Leviticus 26, the first 13 verses are about the blessings of God. The same thing with Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 15. It's the blessings of God. And then at verse 15, all of a sudden it turns into the curses. And it's interesting, in Deuteronomy 28, there's actually 55 curses to 15 blessings. It's also interesting to note, friends, that in the Old Testament, namely in the book of Joshua, the children of Israel amend the curses, not the blessings. Did you hear what I said? They amend the curses, not the blessings. Why? Because they were to hold each other accountable, to hold people that violated God's spirit to the standard of what his spirit commands. Okay? And they were in agreement when they amend the curses, because they understood what it was going to take to keep the leaven out of the camp, because they understood that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump, and they would have none of it. Just ask the Lord. Just read the Word of God. Tell me how much he tolerates, friends. And furthermore, and putting it in a different sense of the word, if we're so grateful for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross, and we really truly do love the Lord for our salvation, why would we even be thinking about looking for excuses as for a reason why we can go ahead and sin and get away with it? No, that's called false grace. We have nothing to do with it whatsoever. Okay? Going back to Leviticus 26, friends, starting in verse 13, all the way down to verse 40, it talks about the judgments of God. Now listen carefully. After the judgments of God, listen to what the Lord says. Okay, verse 40, Leviticus 26. If they shall confess their lawlessness, their sins before me, the Lord said, and the iniquity of their fathers, which we have all around us, friends, with their trespasses, which they have trespassed against me, this is the Lord, that they have trespassed against me, okay, and that they also have walked contrary unto me, saith the Lord. He said, then will I remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham will I remember. And I will remember the land. And I will remember the land. The land also shall be left of them, and shall enjoy her Sabbath while she lieth desolate without them during judgment, and they shall accept of the punishment of their iniquity. Friends, I want to tell you something right here. What we allow corrupt politicians to sow individually, the nation will reap if we tolerate it. In 1973, just using this as an example, in 1973, we allowed a small portion, super small, friends, one and twos and threes, of people to advocate the murder of the innocent in the womb. Because the American people allowed them to normalize the murder of children in the womb, called abortion, ignoring thou shalt not kill, Exodus 20, Proverbs 6:17, the Lord hates hands that shed innocent blood. Because America tolerated that back in 1973, do you realize that now to date, over 18 states, equivalent in number, have been murdered in the womb because the 1, 2, and 3s in the United States of America? 60 million babies have been murdered. Now, this is what I want you to understand. You can mark my words on this. For every baby that has been murdered, there will be equivalent punishment upon another man. You can mark my words. God is exact. He is just. Matter of fact, if you go back to the Revolutionary War, many of the people believe, as well as the Civil War, many people believe that the number of the dead were equivalent to those that were killed, namely innocent people, by the hands of the guilty. So, in other words, you reap what you sow, to the very jot and to the very tittle. Many people talk about, going back to the Revolutionary War, Abigail Adams, wife to John Adams, second president of the United States of America, believed that the Revolutionary War and the number of the dead were for the very purpose of the slaves and the slave trading and those that were dead, namely the slaves in the United States of America during the inception. Again, same thing in the Civil War, to the very number. The bloodiest war we've had, friends, a civil war. Many are talking about another civil war. Well, you can look to it, friends, as to the innocent that have been harmed by the guilty and the good people in the United States of America that have given a pass to the guilty, child trafficking, pedophilia, abortion, the list goes on and on and on and on. You're going to reap that as a nation, America. Listen to me. You're going to reap that as a nation, America. But the Lord promises mercy to those that repent. And until the American people repent, because this isn't about Donald Trump, this isn't about the little charade that that clown is putting on in the circus of politics. No, this is about the American people. He is a reflection of what the American people are, is what he is, and what it is that they're willing to tolerate. It reflects who they are as a bunch of narcissists, okay? They don't feel that they have to repent. They feel that their new Messiah is found in Donald Trump to their own damnation. Okay? Where America repents, listen to me, that curse turns into a blessing with warfare. And don't think that if you're going to be called by God that you're not going to be in trouble for men, because oftentimes throughout the Word of God, good men were in trouble with wicked men for doing the right thing. But that curse is now made into a blessing on your part. Is it not true when we look at our fallen soldiers in the natural? Look at how many had to die in World War II to give us what we have today, the freedoms that we have, 405,399 men later. If it wasn't for their sacrifice, we wouldn't be here today. Were they righteous? In a sense, friends, I'm teaching in the natural, 1 Corinthians 2:14, what I'm trying to tell you in the spiritual. But we have to get a hold of the fact that, friends, if we are truly righteous, we are not going to tolerate the wicked in any sense of the word. And the mercy that you may be looking for and that God offers is those that come unto him, he will in no wise cast out. But when it's real repentance before God, 2 Corinthians 7:10, you can rest assured that that curse will be turned into a blessing, and it will be turned into a blessing on the behalf of those that are behind us, namely our posterity. And friends, is that not what this is all about? I believe that we can get to the other side of this, but we're going to have to fight to get to the other side of it. If I don't make it to the other side of it, it matters not. As long as the young people behind us can reap the blessing, and if we read Deuteronomy 1, guess what? The older generation that refused to listen to the Lord said to the older generation, you're not going in. He looked to the younger and he said, let them in. They're going in. You're not. We love you about what we do. Talk to you in 23 hours. 1 John 3:18. Love you about what we do.
Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.